romantic comedy, which opened about a week or so ago on Mubi, which is a documentary by Elizabeth Sankey about her love of rom-coms. It's one of those docs in which what you see is a whole series of clips from movies with voiceovers, a collection of voiceovers talking about rom-coms through the ages. The collection of clips is fairly exhaustive. The editing work involved in creating this is really, really impressive. I speak as somebody who I made a Secrets of Cinema on romantic comedies, and I did a particular thread through rom-coms. What this does is it starts off by our host saying, look, I grew up loving rom-coms, but actually there are all these things wrong with them, that they're, you know, that they're largely straight, they're largely white, they're largely this, they're not, you know, they're middle class, all the things that are wrong with them. And then looking back through the history of them and discovering that that hasn't always been true, that there were times when they were much more sort of, led by the women characters, and actually coming to the conclusion that, in fact, those generalizations about rom-coms aren't true, that it's just to do with the rom-coms that the filmmaker had actually seen. So it's one of those kind of cinematic essays in which it uses a series of clips to talk about a film genre. If I had a reservation about it, it's that I actually wanted more enthusiasm for romantic comedy, because I'm a huge rom-com fan, and I think you felt the same way, because I know you saw it as well, which that I wanted almost more of a celebration at times.
Yeah, because although she does say very clearly, you know, that she grew up watching them and she grew up loving them, if we can make the comparison, you have to look away at this point, Mark. But when I was watching you talking about rom-coms, there is no doubt at all that you love the thing that you're talking about. I just thought for almost an hour, she just slags them off. And after 45 minutes, I was thinking, well, I'm not going to... Okay, well, you know, I quite like them, but if you don't, then anyway. But I stayed watching it just because, you know, it was a professional thing to do. And then in about an hour, she goes, "Oh, okay, well, maybe they are good." So I thought that the clips are amazing. She has fantastic clips in there to tell the story. But I agree with you. I felt as though she was undermining herself by just slagging it off for an hour.
I think the collection of clips is just, I mean, believe me, I know how hard it is to assemble the clips. I mean, our program is only like 58 minutes long. This is longer than that. And it is a really, really astonishing, collection of clips.